UN Economic Commission for Africa Executive Secretary Abdoulaye Jane says homegrown talent is an essential component in Africa's future economic success. Jane made the comment in his keynote address to the three-day economic conference being sponsored jointly by the UNECA and the African Development Bank. Jane welcomed the presence of what he called the many African economists from the diaspora attending the conference, but he urged them to remember that their ideas and intellectual contributions are most needed at home. Afterward, Jane told VOA these homegrown economic thinkers must take the good ideas that work for them abroad and put them to use for the future prosperity of the lands of their birth.
What we are advocating for is that these intellectuals give priority to Africa. If you go to the US, if you go to other countries, there are outstanding African intellectuals and economists working in these countries, in these institutions. And they are involved in a lot of global issues, and their voices are being heard. We are saying that is fine, continue to do so, but reserve a substantive portion of your intellect, of your attention, on African issues. Once you do that, then I think that's fine. Don't leave this to outsiders.
Jane noted that many of the most prominent schools of thought on bringing prosperity to Africa come from Europe and the United States. He pointed to the opposing ideas of American economists Jeffrey Sachs and William Easterly. Sachs argues that what is needed is a massive increase in development assistance from wealthy countries. Easterly counters that the huge amounts of aid already poured into Africa have produced meager results and suggests that the old top-down assistance programs are in need of a fundamental revision. Johnny says he agrees with Jeffrey Sachs that significantly more assistance is needed from the rich countries. He says recent history shows that donors often make generous promises but fail to live up to them.
The acceptance for need for increased assistance is there. The commitments are made, but if you look at the reality in terms of actual disbursements, it's not at the level that has been the commitments they made last year. In fact, there was a decline in official development assistance to Africa.
The conference, being held at the UNECA headquarters in Addis Ababa, has attracted a number of top economists from abroad, including many with African roots. But it also features top economic officials and thinkers from several countries on the continent. Among them, the deputy director of Sudan's finance ministry, who's leading a discussion on trade negotiations, a top official in Equatorial Guinea's finance ministry, chairing a meeting on microfinance, and a senior South African official, heading a panel on the increasingly important question of Africa's business and development relationship with China. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.